Welcome to another Crittenden Press podcast. This week we're going to visit with new Marion police officer Eric Gray. Now, Eric started on the job a couple of weeks ago, and we want to take this opportunity to introduce him to our listeners and introduce him to Marion, Kentucky. You want to read more about Eric, see this week's issue of the Crittenden Press, the July 13th, 2017 issue, and there is an article there as well. We want to also thank today's sponsor. The podcast sponsor is Woodman Life, and Grant Rogers is your Woodman Life representative in Crittenden County. And he even services surrounding counties. So if you're in a nearby county, you can give Grant a call, or you can stop by and see Grant. He has all the services you need, a lot of different products for investments and insurance. Grant's a wonderful fella, and he always has your needs at heart when he's looking to match you with those services that he offers. Grant is located in the Woodman Building on Gum Street in Marion, or you can reach him by telephone at 270-625-1691. Again, that's 625-1691, and that's Woodman Life, Grant Rogers. Appreciate his sponsorship today. Now, let's get right to the podcast and meet our new Marion police officer, Eric Gray. We have an interesting podcast today. I'm with Eric Gray. He's the new police recruit for the Marion Police Department. Also with us today is Bobby West, our assistant police chief here in Marion. Eric Gray is a lifelong Union Countyan. Well, pretty close. He was born in Muhlenberg County. Of course, anybody from Union County and Muhlenberg County has coal mining somewhere in their roots. And Eric, I know you've aspired to be a police officer for a while, but tell us how you got to this point. You started out in the military, kind of led you to it, right?
Right. And I think it's a close resemblance to the police officer role. And that held my interest to have a career in law enforcement.
Then you spent a little time in the coal mining industry. Like I said, that's a big part of this area. What did you do in the coal mines?
Oh, I've operated everything on a unit from a pinner to a card to a miner to a face boss to examiner role to out by foreman.
The coal mining is a tough job all the way around, but I hear that I've never done it, never really been in a coal mine, but the pinner is a tough job, isn't it? What, tell our listeners what that is.
Well, you go up to adverse roof, whether it be flat, lime, shell, it could be any of the above, and you're looking at about 38 foot of just gravity holding up the roof. You put pins in, you know, four across usually, sometimes five, you know, and always be aware. Watch roof and ribs.
And this creates the roof, and then they go in under it and mine. And of course, that's a pretty dangerous job, I know. So is police, the police business, isn't it?
I can't get away from the danger.
Of course, we like to say Marion's a fairly sleepy little community, but you just never know. Anymore, we know there's been some officers here not too far away in state police who've lost their lives, and it's just a tough job right now, isn't it?
It is.
How do you bridge that gap as a policeman? Just try to be more community oriented.
I think that would help. Yes, I do think that'll help. Just you got to be prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
Of course, you've been involved in military action overseas, with the Marion National Guard unit here for 6 years, and was deployed to Germany in 2002 with that unit for Operation Enduring Freedom. How was that?
It was an experience. Yeah. It was. I mean, it was my first time being deployed, so I mean, I didn't know what to expect really, but I mean, it was a year away from the family.
Yeah, that's tough. Know,
but it was a learning experience before.
And you have three children, and you say you stay pretty busy with them and your hobbies.
Kids do keep me pretty busy, you know, and when I do get some time, I mean, I enjoy hunting, fishing, you know, spending time, some just one-on-one time with the wife, you know, without all the Not all the kids.
Hard to find that, isn't it, when you have three children?
It is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope everybody will enjoy seeing Eric around town. He'll be here patrolling with other Marion officers until October, at which time he will go to training at Eastern Kentucky University to the Police Academy. And he'll be gone for a few months and then back on patrol here in Marion by yourself at that point, full-time officer.
Right.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Marion, Kentucky.
All right. Thank you. I look forward to meeting everybody.